Let's just take a few minutes now to enter your calm. I'm Marie Chapin, and I'm going to be calm with you. As you pull back for just a few minutes now, and allow yourself to rest. To rest with intention. So sit in a nice, comfortable position with your feet flat on the floor. Gently close your eyes. Now allow your head and your face to just relax. And taking a nice, deep, slow breath. On your out breath, allow your shoulders to just relax. No tension at all in your shoulders. In these few minutes, you have absolutely nothing to do. In these few minutes, there's no pressure on you. Nothing to buy, nothing to sell, nothing to create, other than peace, the peace of God within you. Let's take a nice deep breath together. And as you breathe in the words, I'm not hurrying. And as you breathe out, breathe the words, I'm not hurrying. Once more, let's do that together. Breathe in, I'm not hurrying. Breathing out, I'm not hurrying. As you tell yourself those words, your entire body enters a real sense of peace. I invite you now to just sense how peaceful your body is in this time of quiet, in this time of stillness with God. No loud noise around you, no clutter to pick up, do, fix, nothing at all, not now. You have absolutely nothing surrounding you except the presence of God. Continuing to breathe nice and evenly. See yourself as the tree planted by rivers of water that Psalms 1:1-3 speaks of and tells you who you are. You're like that tree, and you're bringing forth fruit. You are bringing forth fruit. No need to stress about what you're doing, how it all turns out, where it all goes. Rest in the words that you are bringing forth fruit, and your leaf on your branches of you don't wither. They don't get stale just because you're at peace. They flourish. Stillness brings forth life. Tension quenches it, shrivels it up. But you're free. and at peace, and whatsoever you do shall prosper. That's just how it is. There's no need to hurry toward prospering. You have it. I invite you now to simply allow yourself to release stress and pressure to be, to do, to create, to make. It's not yours. You're one with God. And he tells you in Isaiah 30:21, this is the way. This is the way, dear one. Walk this way. Walk here with me. I'm holding your hand, he says, and we're strolling. We're not grappling. We're not clawing our way through the day. We're strolling. Take another nice deep breath. And as you breathe in, silently speak the words, I am still. As you breathe out, silently speak the words, I am still. You are a child of God, and he speaks to you in stillness. He calms your mind and those cluttered, messy package of thoughts that keep dropping, falling, flying. Allow yourself now to just focus on God. Turn your focus to him, to who he is. I am the Lord, I fail not, he says. I will never leave you. I'll never forsake you. So I invite you to enter the completion of his presence all around you, and especially within you. Whatever you do, you're prospering. So you can release yourself from all of the things that you don't need to do. It's okay to take your time. It's okay to lean back and rest. Even though you tell yourself you have a million things to do, in truth, you don't. You have nothing to do. Not now. Not in these moments. So breathe evenly, quietly. Your body at rest, your mind focused on Jesus, who loves you, who says, come to me when you're weary and heavy laden. I'll give you peace. When you receive and live in, accept and love that peace within you, joy comes very easily to you. So does faith. Faith in answered prayer.